Florida State University identifies a protein with promise for cancer therapy. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Dennis Schnitker.
Analyzing proteins. It separates proteins on the basis of their size.
Florida State University's Daniel Kaplan thinks he's solved a mystery, a cell division mystery, and his solution will likely intrigue the makers of cancer-fighting drugs. The biomedical sciences researcher at Florida State says the key to his solution is a protein called Treslin.
So cancer cells have a problem that they divide without regulation. They just keep dividing and dividing. And every time they divide, their DNA replicates. So the DNA gets copied because all the new cells contain this new DNA. And what we found is Treslin is a major conductor of orchestrating the beginning or the initiation of DNA replication. And so if we can attack what Treslin does, then we can confront cancer by stopping DNA replication initiation.
Most chemotherapy cancer treatments today affect both cancer cells and normal cells. But Kaplan reports this protein Treslin can target cancer cells without killing normal cells. That's because Treslin acts on another protein involved in cell replication called CDC7.
It's known that if you inhibit this initiation factor, CDC7, then you kill cancer cells but not normal cells. Because you see, cancer cells are addicted to DNA replication. They constantly need to replicate their DNA every time they divide. Whereas our normal cells, if you inhibit CDC7, the cells just go into a resting state. They don't actually die.
So again, if you can regulate Treslin, you can block CDC7 and kill cancer cells. It's promising research that took some DNA detective work finding the link between Treslin and CDC7. Kaplan and his Florida State University colleague, research faculty Irina Bruck, used yeast that resembles human cells.
So we screened all the different proteins that are involved in starting initiation in yeast, and we found that the homolog of Treslin, called SLD3, stimulates the CD7 kinase in yeast, just like it does in humans. So then we went back to the humans and found that the Treslin does the same thing in humans.
Treslin activates CDC7, which activates DNA replication and cell division. Bad news when the cells are cancer cells. So again, if we can learn to regulate Treslin, we can block the CDC7 and kill cancer cells, but not healthy normal cells. Florida State's DNA detectives are on the case.
In the future, we hope to screen small molecules, in other words, potential drugs that can inhibit the ability of Treslin to stimulate CDC7. And we've developed the assay in our lab. The next step is to screen now.
Florida State has filed a provisional patent. It has a year to find a drug company interested in partnering to develop a small molecule inhibitor.
It's very rewarding. Everybody in the lab is very excited by this, especially Dr. Brook, who actually made the investigation at the bench. And it's very exciting for all of us, but this was the result of 10 years of very hard work.
Kaplan's findings were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Dennis Schnitker.